Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, songwriter, welcome to The Hang. This is an interview that is hosted on the songwritingpro.com website with an industry pro. Now, I'm going to share a little bit of this with you because I think it'll be entertaining and inspiring and informational and help you on your songwriting journey. If you want to see the whole video and all the previous and future episodes of The Hang, you can just hop on over to songwritingpro.com and join today. Start your 14-day free trial. We'd love to have you join us. If you're already a member, just log in, go over to The Hang in the member area, and you can watch it. If you're not a member, now's a great time to join. All right, let's get to The Hang. Today's guest grew up in the small rural town of Bilbo, North Carolina. After moving to Nashville, he co-wrote the number one song, One Hell of an Amen, for Brantley Gilbert. He's also had songs recorded by Jason Aldean, Gretchen Wilson, Tyler Farr, Jared Neiman, and many more, including the recent number one for Lee Bryce, Memory I Don't Mess With. And he's also had songs in TV shows such as Nashville. He currently writes for JV, including Anthem Entertainment. We're going to talk more about that in a minute. Brian Davis, thanks for hanging with us today.
Oh, man. Thanks for having me, brother. I appreciate it.
Yes. So if this is anywhere as fun as the conversation we just had before we hit record, this will be a good time. So sorry, everybody that wasn't here for that. But, you know, oh, well. All right. So, Brian, my goal for today is to inspire, educate, and motivate our fellow songwriters. And to do that just by having an honest conversation about your experience in the music business and your thoughts on it, and just by keeping it real. So sound good?
Absolutely, man.
All right. Well, thanks for being here. And I like to start off just diving right in. I think people enjoy these. I call it the cuts and the bruises. So one story of your favorite cut, and it could be whatever your cut story is. It could be your favorite just because the story is interesting, or it was your first cut, or it's your biggest cut, whatever one that just stands out to you. And then we balance that with a music business bruise. Sometime you got knocked off the horse, something to basically to show everyone at home that it's not all wine and roses.
Got you, man. Got you. Yeah. So, let's see, man. Well, the most recent number one with Lee, is an interesting story. Because as we all do, you know, we hear our brains intercept conversations all the time, and we're filtering through them for the song idea. And when one hits, you know, you throw it in your phone, right? Yep. If you do that enough, you wind up with thousands and thousands of ideas. And so we were out on the road, and we weren't really getting anything that we were super crazy about. Mm-hmm. So I'm just thumbing through, and the bus is getting closer and closer to Nashville. We're at the end of the run, and I'm like, man, I forgot about this idea. And I said, man, it's called Memory I Don't Mess With. And I was like, he's like, what is that? And I was like, well, it's like, I got this little thing. It's like, that's a memory I don't, you know, kind of thing. Threw that out, and he was like, man, I love that. So we wrote the chorus, and then like really good stewards of great ideas do, we forgot about it for a year. and then we're back out on the road in Texas somewhere, and Billy Montana is out with us. And it's kind of, I think this is kind of a God thing in a crazy way, because literally like Lee's on stage, and he comes off stage and right onto the bus, and he's like, BD, you know what we need to do today? I'm like, what, bro? Then if this all of a sudden for some reason it popped in my head, man, you mean, so we finished Memory? And I hadn't thought about the song. He had just one of those God things, man. It just clicked.
It's the memory y'all hadn't kept up with.
Is at all. Exactly. Yeah. That's the best way to put that. Should be the real title. But so then we're like, Billy, man, we got this idea. And so we, I got this chorus. I banged the chorus out, told him what it was. And Billy was like, man, I think you guys should finish that. You already have the chorus. And we're like, no, dude, we need some Billy on it, man. And so then Billy was like, well, I guess I got to step up. And so he started just throwing these verses out at us, and it was almost verbatim, line by line. We kept almost all of it. It was just crazy, man. So that was just an interesting way about coming about, you know. So that would be like maybe the triumphant kind of we come from behind kind of thing. But
yeah,
and man, the bruises, those are way more plentiful than actual
success. Yeah, most people are like, oh, there's so many to choose from.
Yeah, it's yes. I probably am in the same seat everybody else is on this question. But for me, probably being in a situation where having a deal and feeling like everything was going along pretty good, Mm-hmm. And then finding out that there's a magical number that all of us, if we get to, as far as like the advance, that you get to go be successful somewhere else. It's
like, so that magical unrecouped.
Yep. Number. Yep. So my deal at BMG was just that. I thought we were doing great because we had some things going on, but I just wasn't sure about how much songs paid. It was just so much of that that was hard to really understand. You know, there's so many different like rates and different deals. And so I'm thinking, man, we're not doing too. I know we're not killing the game. We're not doing too bad. Yeah. And I got the call, hey, come in and have a seat. And I walk in and I'm thinking, hey, what are we, you know, rights or whatever? And we got to let you go, buddy. And I was like, what? I thought we were doing okay. He's like, no, we're not. There's a magical number, Brian. And then, so that's the information I got about that. So that will probably be one of the biggest bruises, is thinking that we're moving up and then realizing that reality was just waiting right there, you know? So,
yeah, I was at Major Bob like 2005, 2006, and 2007. And mm-hmm. so there's like November, cause like the start date, you know, for the fourth year would have been like January 1, 2008. And so it's like November, and it was like on Monday, Lady Antebellum was recording for their first record. And I'd written with Hillary, and I'd written with the three of them. And so I had some songs like in that last pile, you know. So on Monday, I get a text or something from Hillary that they'd cut, you know, one of our songs. And she's like, it's magical. It's so great. I'm like, yes. So I get to walk in there, and I'm telling the guys, Lady Antebellum cut. You know, of course, they're still unknown, but we can all smell money. Like, these cats are good. Like, this is going to
really
be
really good.
So it's an exciting project. And then on Tuesday, I get dropped. And then on Wednesday, I get another text from Hillary going, we cut another one, and it's great. So that was a week in the life.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a roller coaster.
Yeah, I guess they're like, sweet, he's going to make some recoup back. Let's cut our losses while we can.
And then then
they both end up being like bonus tracks. So, but that came later. But it was, welcome to the business. If anything sums it up, I mean, for like a good week.
Because you got to go that way once before you went that way, right?
Yeah, some people say it's like, you know, music business is feast or famine. I'm like, no, it's more like fast or famine. I'm just either not eating or can't eat.
That's a great way to put it.
Feels like it.
What a great way to put it.
If you would like to hear the rest of this interview or hear all past and future Hang episodes, join songwritingpro.com today. Before we go, let's leave you with a little word from one of our members.
Hey, you guys, it's Carrie Latham, and I'm just here to give a shout out to Brent Baxter, Songwriting Pro, all the opportunities that Brent works so hard to create for us as songwriters. You know, he's got the Pitch to Pro, he's got the opportunity to write with other artists, and song title challenges, and just the daily Facebook exercises that keep us all motivated and supporting each other and growing those relationships. And so I'm just on here to say, you know, recently Brent picked one of my songs, Did You See the Moon Last Night, as a top 10. And, you know, you get all geared up and think it's about you, the song, and the publisher. And you get there and you realize that more can come from showing up. And so from that event, another writer reached out to me, and we ended up getting together, bringing in a third writer that we were familiar with, and wrote a song. And the week we got it finished and a demo done on it, it was put on hold for an upcoming movie. And so you don't see that coming. All you're thinking about is the publisher going to take my song? But just remember that it's about showing up and staying aware of the outside opportunities when someone that works so hard like Brent and Songwriting Pro to create these things for us. So just wanted to give that shout out and say, show up, keep writing, and don't miss all the opportunities in the room. There's usually not just one. There's a lot going on if you pay attention. So anyway, right on, everybody.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's fantasypoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. Fantasypoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.